I've arrived at a cucumber farm in Badgerys Creek. Representatives from New South Wales farmers are meeting with local farmers about having to relocate to make way for Sydney's second airport.
So it's right through the Badgerys Creek Road, right through the middle of the airport. Well, not the middle, but well into the airport.
Elias Bastani and his family have run a cucumber and tomato farm in Badgerys Creek for the last 19 years. The farm has four huge white igloos housing his crops. I ask Elias how this move will affect his business.
It's a very big impact because it's actually impossible to actually move and start again from scratch somewhere else unless they give us like more time. Like maybe we need like 3 or 4 years to actually start planning and move somewhere else.
So where do you plan to go?
We're looking places, but it's taking a long time to actually make it happen. And we only been given here like about 8 months to actually do all the planning and the move, and also to come up with the money to actually move.
So if you do have to be out by September, what are your options?
The option is if we don't find any place, like actually there's no options, basically just to give up basically. Like it's actually impossible to move by September. I wrote to them as well and asked for extension of time and they refused it. So up to this stage now we have only till 20th September.
So what are you going to do?
Nothing. What can you do? We're just going to basically give up like everybody else that in the area. We can't do nothing really. Like we have to try to move all our assets from here, like our greenhouses, but like we don't know what to do really.
Fred Haskins from New South Wales Farmers explains the Badgerys Creek situation.
Well, basically they were given a very short notice, 6 months. The original lease was a 6 month lease with a month by month basis. That is unreasonable for any farming operation because, you know, it's normally at least a 5 year lease. The problem they have is moving off in a very short period of time, and to find another place in the Sydney Basin or anywhere where there is existing use rights, which would mean they could virtually go in straight away with very little DA or environmental impact statements. What they're going to have to do now is find a block of land which is in an area. And even going through the normal process, it'll be at least 12 months before any council would approve these highly intensive industries, you know, and that's providing there's no objections.
Now, these farmers have been living in a fairly tenuous situation, living on a month-by-month lease. Have they left themselves vulnerable to this sort of situation?
Yes, definitely, and this is what we've been on about all the time. The Premier's Task Force was formed in 1996 to help these people with English as a second language. We had bilingual training officers. Since the Department of Agriculture has gone, they have gone. So, yes, they haven't got a leg to stand on legally. However, morally, they have been treated very badly. And also, people of ethnic background normally use lawyers of their own culture and language. And that, again, those lawyers aren't often up to speed with Australian customs, laws and language.
What do you see as a reasonable solution?
Well, when they bought out the Leppington Pastoral Company land, they actually paid for the relocation of the dairy. And I said, really, they should be given time and they should be given some compensation. Farmers are an endangered species and there's not many of them around, and you don't train farmers in 5 minutes.
We're sitting at Badgerys Creek. What's unique about this farming land?
It's unique because it is farming land. There's not much farming land left in the Sydney Basin. And again, it's close to the coast, particularly down where the Chinese market gardens is 1,000 mils a year. This is on an unstressed river system, whereas if you shift them across the range, west of the divide, all those rivers are under stress. It's definitely a win-win. It's close to the markets. It's fresh. Every product or every fruit and vegetable we produce here in Australia is one less that comes from overseas, and that limits the risk of pest incursion.
And what does New South Wales farmers plan to do to support these Badgerys Creek farmers?
That's a hard question. We'll do whatever we can. That's why we're talking to you here today, and obviously our hierarchy will be lobbying the ministers concerned.
We head down the road to another family-run farm being forced to relocate.
My name is Hong Lak Mai. I grow Asian herb, and the summertime I grow marrow, bitter melon and snake bean.
How did you feel when you got the news that you'd have to move because of the airport?
Very, very difficult because I've been here 33 years.
What are you going to do?
Because they tell me September I have to move. But how? That's how I move.
Do you know, have any idea of any farms you might go to?
I would like to have the new farm, but I don't know How now? I didn't know anything, but I would like to continue.
Directly across the road is another cucumber grower, Khalid Couch. Khalid moved to Australia from Iraq in 1991. He has been leasing his farm for the last 5 years. He is now in the process of packing it up.
I lose the business. Yeah, I lose the business. That's it.
What are you going to do now?
I want to go to Centrelink. What do you like me to do? If he doesn't find a job, I go to Centrelink. Yeah.
Did you expect this to happen, to be moved off your land eventually, given that you were on a lease?
Yeah, if you give me some money for I move for something like that, it's fair enough, Yanni. She doesn't give me nothing, you know. Because I tell you, I know this story. I know, Yanni, I know this story. We know lease. The government, anytime you say move, move. What do you like me to do?
A spokesperson for the Department of Infrastructure and Regional Development says the Australian government provided well in excess of the required timeframes for agricultural tenants to plan and make arrangements, and no additional time can or will be provided.